Hey everyone, in this episode of the Manufacture Houston podcast, we talk about how to create value for your manufacturing customers. This is something that we thought a lot about and something that we work on every single day. The main thing that we think about every day is how to reduce friction for our customers. Welcome to the Manufacture Houston podcast, where Houston's manufacturers come to share, learn, and grow. Brought to you by Alchemy Industrial. For more information, check out alchemyindustrial.com. Every business has to create value to win and to thrive. This goes without saying, obviously. But I don't think it's always clear how you go about creating value than that your customers really want. And the value that we create for our customers has to be greater than the price that the customer pays. And I know there's not always a great way to measure this, but the customer has to have that feeling that they got more than they paid for. Again, it seems kind of obvious, but if you don't do this, in my experience, it's really difficult to keep a customer over the long run. And that's what we all want. We want our manufacturing customers coming back for more and more products that we can make for them. So if the customer thinks that the value that they're getting is greater than what they're paid, they're going to come back. If they think it's about what they paid for, then it's sort of 50-50 whether or not they'll come back. If, on the other hand, if the customer pays more than the value that they get in their mind, they'll be unhappy and there's almost no chance that they'll come back. So the question I think we have to ask ourselves is, what is value? And I think there's many ways to describe value. Ultimately, it's really how the customer defines value. We don't really get to define value. The customer gets to define value. But in my experience, there's one really interesting way to think about value in the customer's mind. And that is, what can we do to deliver to them what they want the most in the easiest, fastest, and the lowest hassle way possible? And the way I try to think about this and combine those descriptors is friction. So I think that reducing friction for the customer is a really important way to create value. And it gives you all one thing to really focus on, even though it's sort of a big category. Reducing friction can almost always create value for the customer. So let's talk about different forms of friction, both low friction and high friction. So if you take a ride with Uber, that's a pretty low friction experience. Doing paperwork at your doctor's office, at least for me, is a pretty high friction experience. No one likes to fill out that paperwork over and over again. Seems like we have to do that. Going to your favorite restaurant where they really know you and they know the food you like and the specific meal that you like, well, that's a low friction experience. Applying for a mortgage, or really any kind of financial instrument, is always a high friction experience. So we've all felt these experiences of high friction and low friction in our personal lives, away from work. So what about manufacturing? How do customers typically view friction? I think there's lots of ways, but I put there a list of 8 or 9 things that I think are just things for us to think about as we think about friction. First one, how easy is it to get in touch with you? Can they message you on LinkedIn? Can they send you an email if they have it? Can they call you? Can they text you? What's the easiest way for the customer to get in touch with you? Seems obvious, but sometimes that can be really frustrating for customers. Second one is, how easy is it to get answers to the questions that they have? Most customers don't understand how things are manufactured at a deep level. And so they count on us to guide them through the process of manufacturing. So sometimes customers have a lot of questions. Sometimes they don't even know what question to ask, but it's our job to guide them through that entire process. Next, how quickly can they get a quote? Do they have to wait a long time to get a quote? Is it very difficult for them to get a quote? Or is it something that you can deliver to them in a short period of time? Obviously, the more complicated the product, the more time it can take to develop a quote. But I think customers have an expectation that they can get a quote pretty quickly. Keep in mind that they have been conditioned, like we all have, to receive things very, very quickly. And so we're sort of held against a really lofty standard of responsiveness. Next, how much do you help them understand basic technical requirements of their product? Again, going back to an earlier point, customers are not always experts on the technical aspects of their products. And so how much do we help them? How well do you solve problems for them and help them navigate these problems? And are we patient with them? Are we responsive to them? And so on. What do you do to make the product more manufacturable for them? As we all know, the people that are in the manufacturing industry know that the more manufacturable something is, the generally speaking, the less expensive it's going to be and the quicker that they are going to get their product, all things being equal. What kinds of delays do you have in your process? And how well do you address them? So if you have something that sits on someone's desk for 5 or 6 days, well, that's a delay. It's not being worked on. And do you understand where those delays exist in your business? And then finally, how well do you communicate during the entire process? There's certainly over communication, but the more common problem is under communication. And alchemy struggles with it sometimes too. And we're actually working very hard to improve how well we communicate with our customers. And so we have a Tuesday communication day, which in general means that for every customer above a certain project size, we are doing some kind of an outbound communication. So how well are you structuring these kinds of communications activities? So it's pretty daunting, I think, to address all these things at once. In fact, it's impossible to address everything, all these friction points at one time. But I do think you can address them one step at a time. And sometimes it doesn't even make a difference where you begin, as long as you begin and you're always working on reducing friction with your customers. So you can think about what kind of feedback you already get from your customers as a guide for where these aspects of friction might exist. I'm sure you've heard complaints. We hear complaints too. So we do have an understanding of where we are not great and where we're adding friction for our customers. Sometimes you have to ask your customers for some feedback. Not everyone will give it to you, but some will. Another approach is to list on a piece of paper or on a whiteboard all the points that your customer interacts with you, and list as many of them as you can. And for each of these points, just sort of assess how much friction exists at these points. And you have to be objective, and we all know where we're not great in our business. But once you've identified how much friction exists, then you can assess what you can do to make things better in each one of these areas. And then once you've listed all of these things, you can develop an action plan based on the importance, and then you just go to work. And again, don't overthink this process. It's more important just to begin and start improving things. So if there are 10 areas where you need to make improvements and you begin on the number 9 most important one, that's not a big deal in my view. As long as you're making changes and making improvements, your customers will begin to feel that friction go away, even in small steps, and eventually you'll get to the most important thing. So don't overthink it. Just get going, just make regular improvements to your customer's buying journey by reducing friction. Sometimes there's a technology solution. Sometimes it's just sort of process improvements to the way that you do things. You could be eliminating bottlenecks or maybe even doing some training. Don't always think about technology as a solution to these kinds of problems. Occasionally it can be a solution, but anytime that you take on a technology initiative, you've got the difficulty of making those technology improvements in your business. Sometimes it can be much more straightforward than that. And so just go to work and find the best solution possible. Just to wrap it up, I think that low friction service builds tremendous customer engagement and loyalty over time. It's why we keep on using services like Uber or Go to our favorite restaurants. And I think that a low friction experience beats almost everything else in terms of creating value for the customers. And sometimes you can win just on this experience, and your core product might actually be just average, but the experience that the customer has is so much better than anyone else's that you'll win that customer's loyalty over time. And so I think it's well worth the investment. If you have any questions for me, just reach out. I'd love to dig into this topic if you're interested. Thanks a lot, everyone.
This has been the Manufacture Houston podcast, brought to you by Alchemy Industrial. For more information, check out alchemyindustrial.com. If you'd like to be on the show or want to recommend someone to get on the show, just reach out to me on LinkedIn. MUSHKHAN, Mushkan. I look forward to hearing from you.